Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Mishnayos Masechta Makos. We are in the beginning, towards the beginning of the first perek, and we are up to Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues to talk about Eidim Zomamin and explains that the Chiddush of Eidim Zomamin only works in certain circumstances. The fact that we believe the second pair of Eidim to invalidate the first pair of Eidim is a big chiddush, because normally we say two against two. Why do you believe one pair of Eidim over the other? The chiddush of Eidim Zomamin applies only if the Eidim were invalidated because not we're saying that their testimony is false. What we're saying is that their etzem Eidus, the fact that they are coming to say testimony, doesn't begin because they were not there at the time, so they couldn't possibly have witnessed what they claim to have witnessed. So the invalidation is only in the Eidus themselves, in the witnesses themselves, not in the testimony. The witnesses could not have been there, and therefore, how are they coming to say testimony? We learn out from the pasuk, it says, V'hine eid sheker ho'eid, that it doesn't say Eidus Sheker, it says Eid Sheker, that the Eid is a Sheker, because the Eid, the goof of the Eid, the physical being of the Eid, could not have possibly been there at the time, and therefore the testimony is invalidated on that basis. The Mishnah says, Ein Ha'Eidim Nasim Zomamin, the Chiddush in the Torah, that there's a concept of Eidim Zomamin, and the first set is invalidated, does not work Achi Yezumu Es Atzman, only if that which was contradicted was the etzem edim themselves, not the edus, not the testimony, but the witnesses. Ketzad, how is that explained? How does that work? Amru, if they came and said ma'idin onu b'ish ploni, we say testimony shaharigas hanefesh, that he killed someone, that Reuven, we witnessed Reuven killing Shimon. Amru lahem, if they came, the second pair of Eidim, and says to the first pair of Eidim, Hey Chatam Eidim, how could you say testimony, Sherei Neharog Zeh, this Shimon who you're claiming was killed, O Ahoreg, or Reuven who you're claiming committed the murder, Hoy Imanu, he was with us at that time, O Sahayom, at that day, but Malcolm Ploni, in a certain place. So that is not a good, that is not a case of Zomamin, Ein Elo Zomamin. That is not the case of Zomamin, because here they are contradicting the testimony. They're saying that the murderer, or the person that you claim was murdered, was not there at the time you say he was there. Aval Amru Lahem, but if the second pair of Eidim come and say to the first pair of Eidim, Heich Atem Eidim, how could you say testimony, Sherei Atem Ha'isam Imanu, you were with us, O Sahayom, on that given day of Mokum Ploni in a certain designated place, then that's when the Chiddush of Zomamin applies, Hare Elo Zomamin, Vene Herogin, and the first set of Eidim would get the death penalty, if that's what they intended to do with their testimony, Al Pihem, as a result of the second pair of Eidim's testimony. Okay, that is Mishnah number Dalet. Now we go to Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay says something interesting. Mishnah says that what if you have a bunch of pairs of Eidim coming to say testimony? Bo Acherim, if you have a pair of Eidim come to say testimony, and Vehizimum, and they were invalidated as a result of Hazoma, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us, how could you have possibly been where you say you were to give testimony, you were with us. And then, after invalidating one pair of Eidim, another pair of Eidim comes, and then they're also invalidated. Even if 100 pairs of Eidim come and say the same testimony, and in each case, the second pair of, or the another pair of Eidim say, how could it be you were with us? Your testimony is not valid. Kula meherog yehargu. All of the, even up to 100 or more of pairs of Eidus would be killed. In other words, they would get the punishment of Kasha Zoman based on the testimony of this other pair of Eidus saying Imanu Hayisem, invalidating by saying that you couldn't have been there. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's not possible to say that one pair of Eidos should have the power and the ability to invalidate 100 pairs of Eidim. It doesn't make, logically, it doesn't sound right. How could it be that a pair of Eidim could say on 100 pairs of Eidim that you were with us? That means every pair of Eidim that comes to say testimony, somehow they're invalidated because this pair says you were with us. So Rabbi Yehuda says, istesis hizu. It's a Greek word, according to some. It's a conspiracy. They basically made up amongst themselves that whoever comes to say testimony will invalidate them by saying imanu v'yisem. So therefore, we do not trust this pair of Eidim. Ve'inan ha-regis elakat ha-rishonu b'vad. But they are believed for the first pair of Eidim that they said imanu v'yisem on. So they're only believed that the death penalty is carried out on the first set of Eidim that they are mazim, but not on any subsequent pairs of Eidim, which is a chiddush, because if you believe them, then why don't you believe them all the way? And if you don't believe them, then why are you believing them for the first set of Eidus, to say that the first set of Eidus should be killed? The Rambam, it's brought down in the Kahati, he brings down a Rambam, that according to the Rambam, we would understand Rabbi Yehuda a little better. The Rambam says that after the first set of Eidim that say Reuben killed Shimon were muzam, if another pair of Eidus came to say Reuben killed Shimon, they are not accepted. And since they are not accepted, then there's no kasha zomam applicable to them, because kasha zomam is only on Eidus that would be accepted and we would carry out the death penalty as a result of their testimony. If their testimony is not valid to be able to carry out the death penalty, then kasha zomam doesn't apply to them. And that's why, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda only holds that the first pair of Eidim, since they could carry out the death penalty as a result of their testimony, their punishment is they get the death penalty instead. But any subsequent Eidus, since they could not validate through their testimony a death penalty, they would not get punished in that respect. We do not, the Bartanur says, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Chachamim. With this, we end Mishnah Dalet, and look forward next time to continuing with Mishnah, I'm sorry, this is Mishnah Hey. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Thanks.